Violence has erupted across Papua New Guinea in relation to the current ongoing election, with at least 50 people dying amidst riots and gunfire. Whilst results were expected to be released on the 29th of July, the incumbent Prime Minister James Marape has extended the return of writs for another week to allow time for counting due to delays caused by security issues at polling booths. Matthew Wick spoke to Mahalopa Lavayel, lecturer in economics at the University of Papua New Guinea, to ask what was going on with this election.
So at this stage, we're still counting different seat elections. Elections were supposed to be concluded last week Friday, but they've extended counting by another week. So this Friday it ends. We've got about 57 seats declared so far, and out of 118 seats, so that's 48%. And we're expecting more seats to be declared until Friday. By law, at least three quarters of all seats should be declared, but that remains to be seen.
The election results have been delayed by a week. Do you know why this is?
So in a lot of seats, violence has delayed, paused counting and delayed it by a few days. In other seats, so there's an average of about 31 candidates per seat, and we've got a limited preferential voting system. So each voter has three preferences, and if a candidate doesn't get about 51% or more of the first preferences, they go to elimination rounds for second and third preferences. They're distributed. And so because there are a lot of candidates in other seats, this has also lengthened counting beyond the initial deadline of last week Friday.
You mentioned violence before. Is this a normal occurrence during a Papua New Guinean election?
This is a normal occurrence. In 2017, there was about 204 deaths. So 70 of the 204 deaths occurred before voting and counting of the elections, and the rest happened after, well, at least during counting. So we've had about 50 deaths so far. 22 of those deaths were before voting, and we're expecting a lot more deaths as results come in and candidates are dissatisfied with the results.
What have the leading candidates, James Marape, the incumbent Prime Minister, and Peter O'Neill said about the violence?
So they've both come out in media. They've condemned the violence. They've both committed to reforming the electoral process, which is basically preparing 2 to 3 years before the elections, getting in place security, getting the roll updated properly, getting other electoral processes running smoothly for the elections. And they've both promised this if they are successful in forming government.
So what do you think will happen next for the election?
So for this elections, at least, we're waiting till the return of writs Friday. Depending on how many seats are declared and how many members of parliament there are, usually the parliament sitting is a week after the return of writs. So we're looking at next week, end of next week, at least for the first parliament sitting. And usually the party with the highest number of MPs forms government. So at parliament sitting, we will know which party will form government. At the moment, the incumbent party, PANGU, has about 22 candidates and is forming a coalition of about several other smaller parties, and has at recent media reports about 46 MPs in party or in camp at least, and the other Peter O'Neill's party, PNC, is about 9. So it's a toss-up between the two, but there'll be a lot more horse trading come next week.
Mahalopa Lavayel, lecturer in economics at the University of Papua New Guinea, speaking there with Matthew Van Wyk.